Good morning to you. This is the voice of Master Ken Harrigan coming your way and glad to be able to share with you another broadcast. Welcome to our Memorial Weekend message. Looking forward to sharing this message with you. You've tuned me in either by the way of WDLP 93.1 building at 7 o'clock, and we're now streaming the broadcast live by the way of WDLP.fm. Others of you have tuned in by the way of Ionia, I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock. And now WION is also heard on 100.3 FM in the Lowell Ada area. So we're glad that you've tuned us in. Others have tuned us in by the way of Greenville, WGOM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we're now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Others have tuned in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. Some of you are listening by the way of my website. My website is pastorkenharger.com. Go to Messages from the Lighthouse. Take your mouse and scroll it up on top there, and it'll bring up Media, Current Media. Click on Current Media, and it takes you to the message that I'm doing this morning. I'm glad, whatever way you've tuned in, I'm glad to have you be a part of our broadcast time together today. I need to say thank you to those that take care of the financial part of our broadcast, to be so grateful for their continued support. So first of all, to Marie Rivard, in memory and honor of her husband, Fran, and she's from Dayton, Tennessee. To Gay London, in memory and honor of her husband, Dave, and she's from the Greenville area. And to Gloria Spencer, in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. That was his nickname, and she's from the Orleans area. Big thank you to Doug and Noreen Lane from the Sheridan area, and to Bill and Judy Hammond from the Belding area. Always like to give an invitation to attend Shiloh Community Church at the Shiloh campus. Saturday evening, 6:30 is when we begin. Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, then we have a contemporary service at 10:45. In the Greenville campus, which is now located at the old Calvary Baptist Church in Greenville, the corner of Grove and Luray Street, and our service there is Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. A big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out my music for this morning, and I'm just so pleased to be able to share this message with you on this Memorial Day weekend. Memorials, to me, are something very special. And I've got a lot of things I want to share with you this morning, so I guess we better get started. And we'll get us started. What we're going to do is listen to a song, and this song is reminding us of how we live our life, that we should just make sure we're doing the very best that we're capable of doing and living each day in such a special way. So let's listen in. I'll be right back.
Wake up to the sunlight with your windows open. Don't hold in your anger or leave things unspoken. Wear your red dress, use your good dishes. Make a big mess and make lots of wishes. Have what you want, but I want what you have. And don't spend your life looking back. Turn up the music, turn it up loud. Take a few chances, let it all what you did, it's how you live. So go to the ball games and go to the ballet. Go see your folks more than just on the holidays. Kiss all your children, dance with your wife. Tell your husband you love him every night. Don't run from the truth, you can't get away. Oh no, just face it and you'll be okay. Turn what you did, it's how you
life, she's saying to us, and we know that to be true, and we're just looking forward to God's blessing to be upon our life. You know what I think of when I think of that song, as I just listened to some of the words? Make your peace with your fellow man. Make your peace with God. You know, he's just saying, be a people person, because the idea is, you know, making sure you're living the life to its fullest, that you can gain the most of life that you could possibly gain. And it's not talking about things. It's talking about involvement in other people's lives. Well, I think one of the reasons we need to consider that today is when we're coming to Memorial Day weekend, that's when we remember so many different people, that things that they've gone through in their life. And sometimes we're remembering those in the military and the things that they have gone through in their lives to give us the freedom. But you know what it's really teaching us? Is that life goes by so swiftly. I had 3 funerals this week and laid 3 people to rest in 3 different cemeteries. And you know something, folks? The thing we need to understand is, even right now, that was on the early part of the week. This is a Tuesday that I put the broadcast together, and it was a really part of the week that I had these funerals, and you know something? The cemeteries were lots of flowers, lots of cars, lots of people in visiting with their loved one. And that's a beautiful thing when we think of Memorial Day. So what I want to do this morning is just share this message with you, but before I do, I want to pray for the listening audience. Because you're the ones that have put this service together. You took the time to tune me in, and I want to have a message just for you, okay? So let's bow together for a moment. Dear Father, come to you now. I thank you for the listening audience. Wherever they've tuned me in this morning, wherever they might be listening on the CD or listening through the website, whatever they're doing today, dear Father, I ask your special blessing to be upon them and to minister to them in a special way. I want to pray for the listening audience. Some of them probably have gone through some sadness this week because it's been just a short time ago that one of their loved ones had passed away. And there's many of the older ones that's made many visits to the cemetery to lay flowers there. And I just pray, Father, whatever it is that they're going through, that your hand of blessing would be upon the listening audience this morning. I want to pray for those that are going to be getting together with family. I just pray that you make this a very special time. I want to pray for those, maybe the families in some kind of a friction right now, and they're just not getting along well with one another. So I pray for that family as well, that you just bless them in a very special way. Come now, dear Father, and honor your word, and I'll thank you, and I'll praise you for that. In Jesus' name, and for his sake, amen. Memorial Day. A time to remember, a time to think back. The date changes. This year it's Monday, May 27th, 2019. The date may change every year, but there's actually our method to the madness. The Memorial Day is always held on the first Monday of May. Of course, that day is known for being the unofficial start of summer. It's one of the first three-day weekends that people get to have off. There's a strong desire itching to fire up the grill and have a cookout, gather at the lake and have a barbecue, maybe make something very special and sweet and colorful for the occasion. But the time of this observance is much more than the opportunity to have a good cookout, or the opportunity to get some days off, or even to be together with the family. Now, not that that's wrong in any way. I believe it is all needed. But I also believe that in the course of the day, doing all the things that we do that make the part of the weekend very enjoyable to our family and to our friends, we need to use a part of that weekend to pause and to reflect upon the people of the military, especially those who have made it possible for us to celebrate our family and our friends that have gone on before us, and they've helped us to become who we are today. The word memorial is that which we call, is use the idea of which we recall, or to help us keep a special memory, or even a promise alive. As pastor, I do many funeral services, and as I do, I have seen a big change in the last few years of using the word memorial service instead of the word funeral service. And I'm nothing wrong with that. When a person passes away, they say they're going to have a memorial service, and I think that's good. It is speaking of a time to celebrate the life of the person. From that time on, we will use the gift of memory after the service is over to bring them back to our remembrance of that loved one and what they meant to us in our hearts and in our minds. Let me explain from a story about what God did after the flood in the days of Noah. Many, many thousands of people died. And God said, I make an agreement between me and you, every living creature that is with you, talking to Noah. It will continue from now on. This is a sign. I'm going to put a rainbow in the clouds. It is a sign of the agreement between me and the earth. When I bring the clouds over the earth, a rainbow appears in the clouds. Then I will remember my agreement. It is between me and you and every living thing. Flood waters will never again destroy all life like it did in the days of Noah on earth. When the rainbow appears in the cloud, God says, I will see it, then I'll remember the agreement that continues forever. It is between me and every living thing on earth. God says, when I see the rainbow, I'll remember the promise I've made to Noah and to all the other mankind. I will never again, God says, destroy the entire world by a flood. Not that there isn't going to be floods, because we know there is. But he's saying he destroyed the world at that point in time because of mankind's unbelief. And God said, I'll never do it again. I believe that's a beautiful thing, to think that God is saying, I've got some things in my heart. I got some things that I want to take a look at that rainbow and remind myself what I promised to the human race. That's the remembrance. That's what we're going to do this weekend, is to spend some time remembering some blessings that we have received, remembering some people in our life. Again, it's Monday, May 27th. That's when we celebrate. And I just shared with you that God said, when I see that rainbow in the sky, I'll remind myself that I'm never again going to destroy the world by flood. You know what I like about that? And I've done it ever since I can remember, when I found out that God looks at the rainbow as a reminder to him that he'll never destroy the world again by a flood. Every time I see a rainbow, I want to take a look at the rainbow. And this is what I do in my head and my heart. I say, I'm looking at the same thing God Almighty is looking at right now. And God is remembering his promise that he's never again going to destroy the world by water. I just think that's a beautiful thing, to be looking at the same thing that the eternal God is looking at. A lot of people died in the flood, and God's going to remember that it will never happen again. When I was doing some research about Memorial Day, I came across this telling of all the death that has taken place in America since the foundation of our nation in 1776. And so I just wanted to read this, which I found. As you reflect this weekend, I ask you to remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. It's not just a three-day weekend. It's not just the start of summer. It's not just some time off from work. Those things are true, but it's a time to remember those who fought for our freedom. Listen to what it says now. It's the 1.3 million servicemen that lost their lives since 1776. It's the 500,000 lost in the Civil War. It's the 100,000 lost in World War I. It's the 400,000 lost in World War II. It's the 50,000 lost in Korea. It's the 90,000 lost in Vietnam. It's the 7,000 lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. I believe we owe a great attitude of gratitude to those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. And there's many others that didn't pay the ultimate price, but they paid the price of the wounds that they've been living with ever since they were in that military time. So fly your flag, and anything else you can do this weekend, to pause for a moment and reflect upon what those have done in the past, that we might have our freedom today. Appreciate what is ours today because of the price that was paid in the past. And we need to do that, folks. One of the things I thought I'd like to do this day, just for myself, this Memorial Day weekend, and I would encourage you to do the same, is to pray the promise that God's word has given us. Pray this promise for America. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, says God, and they will seek my face, and they will turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. That's found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. But I want us to think of it as a prayer, that's what I'm praying for America, that we would turn from our wicked ways, that we would seek God, that we'd realize that he wants us to come to him. And then I thought for myself what I would like to do sometime through the Memorial Day weekend is just myself. I would like to say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We need to pay tribute to this great nation, but we need to pay tribute to those who have made it great. We need to celebrate this weekend for our families and for the friendships and the things that we will do with one another. But at the same time, we need to realize we got to pause and reflect that a big price has been paid for us to have this freedom. Memorial Day is a time to remember. But it's not only a time to remember those that have gone on before us from family, which we'll talk about in a little bit, those that's gone on before us from our friendship circles, those that's gone on before us from the military. But I believe it's just a good time to stop and reflect upon your life, to remind yourself of all that you've been through. Sometimes in the Bible it's called seasons, or it's called periods of time. And I believe that's so special. Kind of what brought this to my mind is I had to make a visit and I was out near the Sydney area. So I drove down some of the area where I grew up as a kid. When I was growing up, we lived in Sydney, Michigan. We lived on all three sides of Sydney, Michigan. We never did live on the north side for some reason, but, you know, it brought back so many memories as I traveled down those roads of my childhood days. I love it that there's a list given to us in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's talking about a time. You see, as I was driving around Sydney on those different roads, I was remembering the time of my childhood. And I love it that God gave us a portion of Scripture to tell us there's a time that is right for everything in this book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Everything on earth has its special season. He says there's a time to be born, folks. And yes, there is a time to die. It was a package deal. Birth, life, and death all came in the same package. There's a time to plant, he says, and there's a time to pluck up the plants. There's a time to kill, and there's a time to heal. There's a time to destroy, and there's a time to build. There's a time to cry, and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to be sad, but there's a time to dance. There's a time to throw away stones, but there's a time to gather stones together. There's a time to give a hug, and there's a time not to give a hug. There's a time to keep things, and there's a time to throw things away. There's a time to tear apart, and there's a time to sow. There's a time to be silent, and there's a time to speak. There's a time to love, and there's a time of hate. There's a time for war, and there's a time for peace. You know, I liked that so much when I read that, thinking, those are different times in my life and the different times in your life. I decided what I wanted to do for myself is break it down. And I said, this is something that is for us to get a hold of as I broke it down. Time to be born and a time to die. But in between those two times, a time of birth and a time of death, there's a time for me to plant some things. There's a time for me to kill, not talking about people, but I may have to kill some mosquitoes, some ants. We just had an invasion of ants. There's a time to destroy, and there's a time to cry. There's sometimes during my days that I'm going to feel sad. There's a time to throw away stuff. It's accumulating. My life gets cluttered. There's a time to hug. There's a time to look for something, and then there's a time to stop looking. There's a time to tear apart, and there's a time to be silent. There's a time of love and a time of war. But listen, on the other side of that, I just don't want to be this negative person that's doing all these things. He said, but there's a time to pull up the plants. There's a time to heal and to build and to laugh and to dance and to gather together There's a time not to hug. There's a time to stop looking. There's a time to sew together. And there's a time to speak. There is a time of hate, but there's a time of peace. God's saying to everything, there is a season. Now, here's the thing that I want us to understand. As I look over my life on this Memorial Day weekend, as I reflect upon my life, I can see some of those things that I've already done. But I also can see some of those things that I need to do. I was thinking the most as I was in my garage the other day and looking at all the stuff I have in my garage, and I'm 84 years old. I started accumulating that when I was pretty young. I thought, one of these days I'll use this. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got something like this that says, there is a time to gather these things, but then there's a time to throw away or to get rid of some of that stuff. Isn't that true in our lives? Yes, we need to know that. Probably the other one that stands out a lot today is because some people take things so easily for their right to speak. But he tells us there's a time to speak, but there's a time to stop speaking, to listen. You know what he's saying to us? This Memorial Day weekend, as an individual, that's what I'm just doing for myself. As a couple between my wife and I, as a family, as we gather at our lakefront place, and we're going to gather on Sunday, it's time to remember. It's a time to recall some of those times shared in the past. Memorial Day is a time to remind yourself of some of the things that you've gone through. I just love it when our family gets together and we say, remember when. And sometimes through the years when Beverly and I were going through a tough time now, we would simply say, but remember when. It's good for us to pause and remember when. Because you know what you can do if you don't? You can get busy, and you can get busy, so busy doing things, that you may be laying yourself up treasures for just this earth. And it isn't going to count. It isn't going to matter when this time of death comes. He's trying to remind us in this song about laying up some treasures in heaven, laying up some treasures for the future that be a part of our life. Listen to this and I'll be right back, okay?
Are laying up their treasures, working hard to earn vacations filled with pleasures, purchasing luxuries that I have never known, but I'm making payments on an
of heaven.
I just wanted to insert that thought in there that we need to make sure that we're laying up treasures on that golden shore. We can get so busy with our things in life that we need to realize that we need to pause and consider what God has done for each one of us. As we continue in our Memorial Day thoughts this morning, I want us to think a little bit about reflecting this Memorial Day weekend upon God's blessing upon us as a nation. We've already talked about those men and women that have paid the supreme price for us to have freedom. Talked about all the busyness of our individual lives, times for doing all the different things. But you know, I just want to change the direction just a little bit. With the idea that God had promised the nation of Israel his blessing. But he was telling them, I want you to be obedient to me. That's what I want you to do if this is something that I'm looking forward to. So in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, God said something that, I've studied the Bible a lot, but I just seen this in a new light when it comes. This just sound like the blessing or the Beatitudes of the Old Testament. So I want to read it to you just like it sounds. Now it came to pass, if you diligently will obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully his commandments, which I command you today, God says, your God will set you high above all nations on earth, and these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So he's setting it up. If you obey me, God says, these are the blessings that I'm going to do. Now he's going to name the blessings. Blessings shall be in your cities. Blessings shall be in your country. Blessings shall be in the fruit of your body, the product of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flocks. Blessings shall be in your basket, and your kneading bowl. Blessings shall be when you come in, and blessings shall be when you go out. I never seen them blessings all passed on. I never noticed that before in the scripture, and it was something special to me where God is saying, you know what? This is what I want to do. If you will just obey me, nation of Israel, this is what I will do. I'll be blessing you in every facet of your life. I'll bring about blessings to you as an individual. You know, when I read that, it sounded to me so much like Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. Now, that blessing that was promised there in the book of Deuteronomy was for the people of the nation of Israel. And we can take some application from that. But when Jesus was doing this blessing thing, and when he preached his Sermon on the Mount, it's for you and I. It's for all mankind. Listen to what Jesus said when he preached that Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, so they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, he said, and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before them. And that's recorded for us in Matthew chapter 5. That's Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And he's challenging you. And he's challenging me with the realization that this is the blessing he wants to pronounce upon our life. What he pronounced upon the nation of Israel, the Lord Jesus is now saying he wants to pronounce this upon our life. That we can have blessings from God. But you know, just like he told the nation of Israel, if you obey me, these things will come. He did give them a warning. He said, if you disobey me, and you don't pay attention to my word, these things shall not happen in your life. I believe America has been blessed in many wonderful ways. I believe our nation has been blessed by God Himself. When I think of it for myself, for my family, I think our family has been blessed. It isn't that everything's perfect in our family. It isn't that we have all the things we want. It isn't that, you know, that it's been an easy task. But God's blessed the Harger family. He's been faithful to us. And we need to obey Him. When I think of my wife and I, He's blessed us. We've been blessed with 62 years of marriage. And He's blessed us with our family. He's blessed us all these years. I think when I think in relationship to the work that I've done in my lifetime, whether it was delivering milk, weeding onions, or delivering mail, or pastoring Shiloh Community Church, I believe God is blessed. We've received so many blessings. And I believe that's true for your family. But maybe this Memorial Day weekend, we need to take just a few moments and sit down and think about that, because we take it for granted. And when we look around us, we have to say, God's been good to us. When you look around the landscape of America, it should cause us to be overwhelmed in our minds and hearts and can bring some sobering truth to us as an individual. We as Americans have been abundantly blessed by God. But listen, for this blessing to continue in my family, in your life, in my life, in our nation's life, we must practice obedience. We must continue to be obedient. It is the power of obedience to God's word that is going to bring about personal and family and national success. God has ordered it. I believe that with all my heart, that God is saying, when you will obey me, I will bless you. I found a picture for my devotions, daily devotions. I found a picture of a $10 bill that says, "In God we trust." And I love that on our money. In God we trust. But you know what I'm saying this morning, folks? It is not only to trust God, but it is to obey God. We need to obey Him. We need to walk in obedience every day of our life. It is that obedience that God is looking for, that He might be able to release unto us all these blessings that He's talking about, that can be ours. And you know, one of the ways that He does that is through the idea of us pausing to remember. I thought I needed to do this morning. I need to make it just a little more personal. Memorial Day weekend is a good time to reflect upon those family members that have passed on before you. I'm thinking of your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your friend, your neighbor, your spouse, your child. I remind people when I do a funeral that death always hurts, folks. And it does. The loss of a loved one to death, a part of us dies. It's never the same. And we need to reflect upon that person that we're missing. Then we go into what is called the grieving process. I say that grieving the death of a loved one that I have experienced in my life is the hardest work that I've ever done in my life. Grieving is an individual thing. There's no right way. There's no wrong way to grieve. It's your way. And it's at your speed. One of the biggest helps to me is to remember times shared with that person. And then what I like to connect with that is thank God for having had that person in our life. This will allow God to be a source of comfort to our life. At the same time, it allows others to also, who have experienced the similar experiences that I've gone through, to be a comfort to us. I love the Bible, what God tells to us about this thing called comfort. It's in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Now listen to what he says next. And the God of all comfort, that he comforts us in our time of trouble with the comfort which we have ourselves received from God. Then you know what he goes on to give us the idea? That when he comforts us, we in turn can reach out and be a comfort to somebody else. When it speaks of the comfort, the purpose is not to remove the pain of the grieving process, but the idea of the comfort is that God comes alongside of us. Right in our pain, God joins us in our pain. God joins us in our hurt. God joins us in our sorrow. And he says, I'm here to be a source of strength to you. Then you know what I've noticed through life, and I've done it myself? When you see somebody going through that, you sometimes can reach out and do the same thing. You can come alongside of them to be a source of strength for them because you've been comforted in the loss similar to what they're experiencing, and now you can reach out and be a comfort to them. And I got to tell you, folks, when you go through the grieving process, we need the comfort that both God and people can bring into our life. I think we need to realize that as we go on in this grieving process, one of the things that I have found, the biggest thing that has helped me, is the gift of memory. To be able to say, I remember. I remember. Call back to mind some experience that you shared with that person that you're missing. We had a chance in the last weekend to get together with our family, my sisters. And you know, my sisters and I sat around a table and we shared a lot of memories about our mom. It seems like all three of us, or four of us, I should say, myself included, was missing mom. And we talked about mom. You know, when I went home that evening, I thought that was a good experience. It was so good to talk about mom. She'd been gone 19 years. You know, for my mom and for the people that I love so much, our daughter's also, Carlene, she's been gone 19 years. And I just pick a memory, and I hang on to that memory that seems to call that person right back to my heart and mind. So this Memorial Day weekend, I want you to think of some memory that you can call back to your mind and heart about one of those people that you miss, that you're remembering, that maybe you took the flowers to the cemetery for. We need to call them back to mind. I put a picture on my Facebook of our daughter, Carlene, holding her son, and that was so special. Made me feel good. But you know what the memory is that I have of her? I have a memory of her. I was the mailman, and I delivered mail to their house. And my daughter was so good that every time the children would be in the window and they'd be waving at Grandpa. I'd open up the mailbox and they'd watch me open up the mailbox and they would have in there maybe some cookies, maybe a sandwich, maybe a glass of iced tea, maybe a bottle, can of pop, something special. And they were enjoying seeing Grandpa get it and I'd wave a big thank you and so on. Well, as time went on, and I delivered mail there quite a few years, and one time there was a letter that came to her that got damaged in Lansing, and they put it in a plastic bag, like a baggie. And then outside the plastic bag was stamped these words, "This is not the fault of the mailman. This was damaged in the process of sorting. But we wanted you to have the letter, so we put it in this bag." and I delivered it that day. And you know, the next morning when I came with the mail, my daughter, this is my memory that I hang on. It brings me all back to her. It brings her all back to me. She was standing in the window. She had the kids. And all of a sudden, it was not standing in the window anymore. They was outside. They were coming towards the car, coming towards the road. And then they paused just to watch me. And I opened up the mailbox. And you know what I found? There was that same bag that I delivered that damaged letter in the mailbox. And inside of it was a sandwich. It had been thrown on the floor. It was damaged in many different ways. It was kind of dirty. And it said, sorry, this was damaged in delivery. When I think of that memory and I think of my daughter doing that, that brings her right back to me. I'm going to challenge you this morning. You're missing one of your loved ones. Think of one of the memories that brings her right back to your heart and mind. Do that this weekend. Think of her. That tells me that was something special. That's who my daughter was. That was her sense of humor. That was her sense of getting even with Dad, so to speak. And that was special. And I cherish that. So I'm asking you to do the same. To remember that person you're missing the most this morning. They've been gone maybe a lot of years, maybe just a short period of time. And in your thinking, take that memory and call it back to your mind that makes her or he come alive in your life. As we close the broadcast this morning, I want us to think of Memorial Day is more than just a family cookout. It's more than just the idea of day off from work, or the beginning of the summer, or the realization that things are a lot different than what we thought of. It's a time to reflect upon those loved ones that we miss, and that we know that we can trust God because he has taken care of them. I love the Lord Jesus for many reasons as I close, folks. But I love him because of the fact that he's done so much for us. As I get ready to leave, we're going to listen to a song. And this song is talking about, "You Raised Me Up." It's talking about how one life can touch another life. It's talking about the people in your life that's been a benefit to you. And as we listen to this song, I'm going to have to talk a little bit before the music starts. But as I do, I want us to remind ourselves that God has been good. Let me just have a prayer with you. Father, thank you for the gift of memory. And I'm praying for those this week who will be using that gift of memory to call back to their mind and heart that special person to them that they are missing tremendously, and that, Father, you want to bring back right into their heart and right into their mind. So I pray that you would lead us and direct us as we have the closing song, that we might learn from you that which you want us to know. And I'll thank you and I'll praise you for that. In Jesus' name and for his sake. Dear people, you raised me up. It may have been your mom. It may have been your dad. It may have been your mate. It may have been your brother, your sister. I don't know what. I don't know who. But there's those people in your life that's raised you up above all the difficulty you've been through in your life. And surely the Lord Jesus has done that for every one of us. So as we listen to this song, I wanted to remind us that God has been good to us, and that people have been good for us, and that God might bless America.
Down, and oh, my soul so weary,
when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Restless heart.